Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 377. Crazy. 377, what? This is on Saturday, May the 24th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land, future land, anywhere that is ahead of our normal US time that we stream, it's Sunday, the 25th at 9:02 a.m. in Brisbane, Australia. That's where I am. Anyway, good morning, chat room. We have got Chris is here. I'm not sure if anyone else is here to hang out. Zep maybe somewhere there. Hi, Zep. If you're there. Hi, I'm waving. Chris. Hi. All right. Well, it's been a bit of a week or two. There's been a lot going on with the challenges. I think there's been a lot going on in game. There's a lot going on with me. Life does not stop. But anyway, let's do a cheers to everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that. Today I'm having a caramel latte, as opposed to my usual mocha, but, caramel latte today. But there's still like 3 shots of espresso. Because, you know, 3, might be 4. There's a fair bit of espresso. But I've got some it's a caramello syrup that I bought. And I must admit, I was looking to get a sugar-free coffee syrup. They are freaking expensive. I was like, so I just bought the usual one, which is fine. I actually use less of that than recommended because it does make it quite sweet if I use the full amount. But yeah, so we're having caramel latte. So whatever your, so cheers, whatever you're having with your beverage of choice. Thank you. And again, thank you so much for hanging out with me while we do the show today. So let's start off. I think we'll just hit straight into the news. So it's been a really busy couple of weeks since the last show. We have had 4 new irons and 1 new pacifist. Like, boom. Crazy. So, our new irons are, and if I butcher names, apologies. All the write-ups for all the tunes are up on the website. Some are basic posts because people didn't get in contact. And, you know, that's fine. Some people don't. They finish, they don't care, maybe, I'm not sure. But there are some write-ups from our players where they've given me the information. So again, thank you. And the latest one, which is our pacifist, he gave a lot of really good information and even some like screenshots and things. So that was kind of cool. So if you got a minute, you know, pop over, have a read. I always say it's good to see what other people's journeys is. It might help expand your journey. It might give you ideas, maybe not now, but down the track. So our irons, let's talk about. So this is from our 31st to our 34th iron for the war within, which again is where, how many months into this expansion, and we're up to 34 irons. Crazy. So we've got iron Yoko, iron Cassis, Skarmaren, I think that's how we say it, ninth. And that's our irons up today, which again is congratulations to all of them. Again, I'm just going to say iron Cassis and ninth definitely gave me information for a write-up, which was great. I'm pretty sure the other two haven't. But again, you know, when you read through the write-ups of what someone has done on that toon's journey, it's always amazes me how much some things stay the same across toons, and then you know, and then where the differences come in, if that makes sense, you know. So it's yeah, I always love to read them, and I must admit I do enjoy reading what they've sent to me and being that first person to read it, so to speak, and then taking that information, because sometimes people give me a whole story not based on questions that are sent, because we do have set questions that I send to the max level players, and sometimes people are fantastic and reach out and they just go, oh, you want a write up? I already know you want a write up, here's the information. And then sometimes I've got to come back and be like, okay, I've got a few more questions for you, which is what Gurn, who is our 11th pacifist, had done. So it was fantastic. He had emailed to say, hey, you want information about the write-up? Here's some information. This is the journey. And I was like, oh, fantastic. I've just got a few more questions. And then kind of filled in from the typical of about the 10 or 11 questions that I normally will send to people who make max levels. So yeah, it's always fun to read that. So again, to our max levels, like a massive congratulations. Five max toons in 2 weeks is awesome. Four of them being iron, one being a pacifist. Fantastic. Well done to all of them. All right. Now, the other thing that I've got, just bear with me. Leda, what have you got? I'm going to put, where did I put it? Okay. So I went on to World of Warcraft. Well, I went on to WoWhead and information came up. So I thought I'd go straight over to the Blizzard information. And as much as, like, there's a lot of information on there, I think the only thing that I truly took information for, just bear with me, had to do with, where is it? So obviously horrific visions are not for challenge toons. if you are not aware of that, have never done them, you're not going to be wanting to take any type of challenge into a horrific vision. So please don't even think of that. We know that the patch is live, so that's been there for a little bit. What I wanted to mention, they're hard enough on normal tunes. Exactly, Chris. Yeah, I went and did one on Lita. You know, where you're just like, oh, grab the quest, go over, do the talk, follow it through. Oh, yeah, jump in. And I was like, horrific visions. What was this? Like, I completely blanked out. I mean, I know it's its own thing. I know there was, you know, mobs everywhere. And, yeah, I got Stormwind. I don't know if it's Stormwind weak. But I went in and I'm in there and I'm like, what am I doing again? Where am I going? Okay, just head towards the boss. Okay, and I just completely blanked out. Yeah, died on, who was it? Illyria, because I completely forgot what that fight was about. Finished the quest that said to go in there, so that was like a bargain. But I was like, what am I doing? What is this about? So yeah, I've not seen anything. I hadn't read anything. I just thought, jump in and do it. But again, if you're as a challenge tune, these are not things you're going to be doing. Okay? But the one thing that I did see from the news that I wanted to mention, and again, it's not specifically WoW challenges, but I know a lot of us are very lore-centric, and that would be on the, where is it? Is it going to, of course it's not going to bloody open for me, seriously. Sometimes I hate these things. Just like, hang on, I gotta manually change the setting, cause you know, it's being a pain in the ass. Alright. Wouldn't be me if it wasn't. Alright, so there was the information about the pre-order for World of Warcraft Blood Ties by Christy Golden. Yes. Fantastic. One of my favorite authors. Thank you. And considering the stuff that happened last year, like, should never have let her go. But anyway, so World of Warcraft Blood Ties is coming November 18th, like months away, but it looks intriguing. So I know for us, it's probably a lot of people intrigued, a lot of people are looking, you know, like the stories, like the lore, all of that. So let's have a look. So we've got, let's look what Blizzard says. Written by revered World of Warcraft author Christy Golden, this novel chronicles the journey of Arator the Redeemer, son of High Ex-Arch Terrellan and the legendary Illyria. As he embarks on journey, investigating rumors of a strange glow emanating from the ruins of a long-abandoned legion base, which leads him to uncover more about himself, his parents, and their heroic legacy. interesting. It's a bit odd. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, intriguing, but obviously that's going to all do with, because we've got Illyria dealing with, you know, current things in the War Within. So, for Midnight, you know, I guess we see how everything plays out, but intriguing. So, so I'm not going to read, but you can go and check it out. So, I'll have the link for that, obviously, in the show notes. But they're saying it will be released on November 18th and is available for pre-order wherever books are sold. So the pre-order is now. So that is interesting. But Blood Ties. So yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. Other than that, I just felt there wasn't a huge amount of... You've pre-ordered yours already? Yeah, I haven't done that, whether I will yet. I know I've been a little lax with getting some of the books. I've also just, I feel like, I don't know if it's just me or if anyone else gets it. I've been trying to read and I end up falling asleep. I start reading and I'm just like, off to, you know, slumberland. And I hate that because I do love to read, but obviously that's a me problem. All right. So I don't know if there's anything else, let me know, but that was kind of the gist of, and again, it's not challenger focused as per se. There's a lot of stuff going on in game, as we know, with the a lot of the content that's coming out is definitely not fit for your challenger, and that's understandable. That's a game that's not supposed to be based around people stripping they're tuned down to as basic, fundamentally as basic as they possibly can get it. So I get that. But every now and again, there's something that comes out, as we know, with world events and things that do work out for a lot of the challenges. People stripping would be Gold-Chai. True that. I think, yeah, there might be some other places too, but, But, yeah. So, that's the only news that I've really got. Let me know, again, if I've missed something, let me know. But, it doesn't look like there's a lot going on in-game. There's just not really a lot that is doable or be acceptable for a challenge turn. All right. Other than that, I guess State of the Challenges will go into next. All right. Let's have a look. State of the Challenges. Let's see. We've had a fair chunk of people have been leveling, which again is fantastic. It's great to see. Irons, we had 10 irons this week, and again, we know the top 4 are going to be our max levels. But for number 10, we've got Iron Karma at level 72. 9 is Vivacious, I think I've got that right, level 72, but RIP. Number 8 is Elise Iron, I think it might be more Level 73 RIP. Damn. Number 7 is Iron Brittle at level 76. And that's exciting. I think Brittle's back. I think there was... I saw something in Discord that Brittle's back playing, which is wonderful. He's had a bit of a break and he's back, which is fantastic. Number 6 is Iron Kosh at level 77 RIP. Ouch. That's three high levels. Damn. Number 5 is a Barbeat at level 78. And then we've got our max levels. So 4th is 9th, which is our 34th max level iron. Number 3 is Scarum. Words. I swear to God, half the time I'm dyslexic on these things. Shimmerum. Like, I'm looking at the word and I can't even sound it out. I'm just so struggling. Apologies on the names. They were our 33rd. Iron Cassis is our 32nd, and then Iron Yoko was our number 1 for our irons this week, and they were our 31st. All right, Bloods. Maybe if we just all have Bob and we could just have like Bob and Barbara, if in doubt. Later, I'll just make Bob and Barbara. Because I suck at saying names. And some days my brain is just not computing. So, again, it's obviously not computing today. At all. Bob and Barbara. Alright, Bloods. We had 8 Bloods this week. There is some that... Oh, Year of the Snake. There was a couple that I'm gonna send through to Zaya to have a look at, because I'm wondering if it is an actual red flag or if it might be the code, but for now I'm just gonna go with what the report says. So, we've got 8 Bloods this week. So, Wensley Dale is level 20. Number 7 is Neil Spear at level 21. 6 is Blood Thief at level 29. Number 5 is Nili Turgi. Nala Turgi at level 34. Number 4 is Blue Beat. At level 46, saying too many quests and red flagged. Number 3 was Silver Hell at level 59 with the same thing. So that's 2. I'm just going to get Zaya to check when he's got a minute, just to make sure that the coding for Bloods is okay, because I think there's a lot of what's the word? Perhaps account wide quests. So, yeah. Number 2 is Must Be Wine at level 77. It's very exciting. And then number 1 is Silver Bones at level 79. And the same thing. It's coming up saying too many quests. So, the fact that we've got 3 this week, whether it is that they have done that, or whether Blizzard has changed something with the API with maybe account-wide quests. So I'm going to mention it to Zaya after the stream and get him to just have a double check. But again, when he's got a minute, he's a busy man. So, yeah, I'm just... concerned that they might be account-wide that we need to look at. 4 pacifists. We've got 5 pacifists this week, which again is fantastic. So at number 5, we've got Nora Fist at level 10. Number 4 is Two Flower at level 25. 3 is Passy Mage at level 38. 2 is Pacifist at level 44. And number 1 is Gurn at level 80. And again, becoming our 11th The War Within Pacifist Challenge Champion. Zaya is amaze, exactly. Amazeballs. That's like a... Is that like a 90s thing or a 2000 thing? I'm feeling like really old and I can't remember when was Amazeballs. That was a thing. I don't think that was a... Either one. I'm old. Yeah, that's how it's feeling at the moment. Extremely. Alright, Working Man. We had Wad. Oh, excuse me. Blue Colorist. Blue Colorist. At level 32. Might be like Blue Colorist. A play on that. Blue Collar. Maybe. Working Man. So they level 32. Greens, we had 5 greens. Number 5, Gonna Die Soon. Level 14. Awesome name. Number 4 is Galvan. Galvan. Yeah. At level 18. 3 is Physique at level 18. Though red flagged because their gear quality was too high. So I'm wondering if it was the usual where someone's thinking they've got a green, hand the quest in, it's popped up to blue and they've accidentally equipped it. Because I know that's happened to me more than once. Yeah, that would be my guess, especially as a working man. That's what I was thinking. Like, again, I'm trying to decipher how they spell it and then how my brain is trying to figure out how to pronounce it. Okay, so number 2, Eevee Snuggle is level 53. Go, Eevee! Number 1 is Emerald List at level 66. So that's good to see. We've got some greens. They've been busy. Tins, we've got 1 tin, which is Dynton at level 26. And even more exciting is we've got 1 iron teams. Out of all the teams, we've still got 1 iron team, and that's Exiles of Relosh. They hit 28, and they're still green flagged. That's exciting! So, hopefully, but, yeah, there was no greens or blood teams. And that's fine. It's still been a busy week. I got an itchy nose. It's really annoying me. Just, it feels like it's just, like, on the tip. Tip of the nose. Like, someone's got, like, a feather. And I'm guessing it's probably because I'm not feeling well and my sinus. It feels like... Like, it's not like I want to sneeze, but it's just annoying. It's like someone's, like, tickling right the end of my nose. Does anyone else ever get like that? So, I'm guessing it's probably the sinus. Yes. All right. I'm not alone then. But it's annoying me. Because now that I've stated it, it's kind of like someone must have decided got the invisible feather. And is going, eee! And I'm like, stop it! Stop it! It's extremely frustrating. But anyway, leader problems. right. Okay. I guess short show's a quick show. A quick show's a short show. Oh, Lita. Maybe I just go back to bed. I just am... I'm just not what it is. Anyway, chit-chat. Let's do our chit-chat. I didn't get anything from Dave this week. So Dave, where's my funny? No, I'm kidding. Dave's probably busy. Everybody has a life later. It's okay. I did come up with, I've got two funnies. And one's not really funny. Like, it's funny, ha-ha, but it's kind of like, yeah. So, the first one is, and I don't know if I said this one years ago, but two fish are in a tank. One says, how do you drive this thing? Yep. It's a holiday. It's a holiday weekend. Of course. Of course. I need to remember these things, but I never do. It's a bit like time zones. In all these years of doing anything that is cross time zone, I still completely suck at trying to figure things out. I don't live here. Thanks, Chris. Excellent. All right, the other one that I found, let me just say what it is. Maybe if we start telling people their brain is an app, they'll want to use it. And as much as it was in a funny pun thing, I just went, sad. Exactly. I just went, that's so true. So true. Where was I out? I was out somewhere the other day, and that's all people are doing, scrolling on their phones, and I'm sitting there, like, just going, you are not picking up your phone, just look around. So I just people watched, and I was like, the amount of people that could get themselves into a situation because they're not paying attention. They're too busy on their phones. Is scary. Or smushed. Yeah. It's just... it's concerning. Yeah. Yeah. It's just crazy. And again, I try and be like that. We went out for lunch. When was it? The other week. For work. My boss took us somewhere. I haven't been there in a long time. Let's just say that it was a place in my early 20s that I had frequented quite a bit. And, it's all been done up. It's all, I don't know, yuppie-fied. I don't know what the current word for yuppie is, but it's all very modern, and the food was lovely, the atmosphere was lovely, but again, just watching people, like, we were all having conversations, so we weren't picking up phones, but just people watching. It's quite interesting to people watch. So I don't know if anyone else does that. But I quite often do. Anyway, as I said, it's funny, but it is a kind of sad. Sad but true funny all the time. And whether it's because, maybe it's because the types of jobs that we're in. Maybe that's what it is, Chris. Then shake my head at the silly people. There is a lot of those around. Including sometimes me at times. Look, I fully admit, it's, you know, I do stupid things. At times, get off my lawn. Yes. Alright, well, I think, look, that's the week. It's not, there's not been a lot. If there is anything, is there anything that you think we need to discuss? Chris, you're my chat. So, do you think I've covered enough of what the week was? If anyone listening at home, and I know, I noticed there was a comment the other week for one of the videos, again, saying about the audio's low. I don't know how to fucking fix it. Can I just say that? It pisses me off every single time. I don't know. I've got everything up to max. I don't know how to change it. So, yeah, we'll have more coming up. So, I don't know. Unless I strip the computer and rebuild it from scratch, then I don't even know if that would even fix. And I don't have the time to do that. So, everything that I can see is at max. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why. So, I know, but it's annoying that I don't understand why the level it doesn't come out. I don't get it. I don't. But then, you know. Anyway, I could, look, rant on audio issues. That has been my bane since I started podcasting. What's that, like 15 plus years ago? It's just crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, I'd say something about Aussies being quieter, but we know that's not... Oh, God, no. That is not the case. Definitely not the case. But, you know, not everyone's a loud larrikin. Rowdy bunch. But at the same time, why have I got, what's that? Go away, little fly, whatever the hell it's there. Yeah, definitely. Someone's tickling. Okay, who's tickling my nose? I was going to say, I don't think I've got any. Entities, let's just say that, around, that should be doing that here. Universe is telling you to go take a nap. It's 9:40 in the morning. I have much to do. And one of them involves then editing and doing this. Maybe I'll have a nap this afternoon. Piff for me, I'd have been up 10 hours by then. I may have woken up at 3. That seems to be... a daily occurrence at the moment. See? 6 hours is respectable rest time. Yeah. Anyway, I should. I'm just. We're just chatting. We're just chatting along. Yeah, I've got some meal prep stuff to do later, so I'm gonna make. I don't. Look, doesn't matter. We can do this now, do it after I finish, cut the stream, or finish the show. But look, bonus content within the show. I'm going to make some pickled onions. I've got red onions and I've got a, food. This is WoW Challenges food. WoW Challenges food. Take it how you like it. And I'm going to make. So yeah, I'm doing a like a pickled onion, but it's the red onions, which is fantastic because then the juice. It becomes like that pinky, ready, like it's not really red, but it's like this magentary pink liquid. It's very cool. So I need to make some of those. I'm going to make a batch of overnight oats, and I like to make it as with some peanut butter. So I'm normally use that as a breakfast morning tea combo. And then I'm going to make a brisket. I've got some brisket, beef brisket sliced up that's done in this like bourbon sauce. Even though I don't drink the once you cook it. We're about to be in a hell of a storm. Okay. Well, I'll finish. Please stay safe. We don't want any storms knocking out your power and giving you grief. Okay? You tell it. Leader said, bugger off. All right. Let's just yeah, let's just leader says exactly. That could be a new game. Be a new game. All right. Well, look, big thank you to all our Iron Elites. Again, to the wonderful people that help make this show happen, keep the website going. So all money that comes in through Twitch, through Patreon, through what's the other one? Having a mental blank, but all of that pays for the website. So again, thank you very much for all of those. I've got the names. I'm scrolling now that I've got my little, where is it? Across the screen. Now that I know how to add that into my stream. Kind of like it. It's fun. Again, to our wonderful mods, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for hanging out, Chris. Anyone else here, Zepp, if you're around, I'm not sure if Zaya or Stir are sitting in the background somewhere, but if you are, thank you for just, like I said, giving of your time to be here with me today. 2 weeks, I'll be back on, which will be June the 7th. 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is 9 a.m. leader time on a Sunday. So Saturday, June 7th, for me, it'll be Sunday, June 8th. You can find all the information for the show, for the podcast, for the challenges. Everything you can look at will be over at wowchallenges.com. All of the socials where you can find us, etc. If you've got any jokes, questions, whichever, send them to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, I'm around pretty much the leader. Discord, all of those things. So please reach out if you've got any questions or any funnies that you'd like me to read, would be good. All right. I think that's it. A huge thank you as to Mr. Nisi again on our intro. Big thank you to me for the outro. Well done, leader. Fantastic. Anyway, all right. Thank you very much for being here. Everyone, please. Oh, Mrs. Rock Guru, morning. Good morning. We're just finishing the show. Thank you for the subscription. 68 months. Wow, Mrs. Rock Guru, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Like I said, all of Twitch subs, all of the money that we get through our Iron Elites comes through to help pay for the website. That's it. So thank you. Thank you very much. All right, on that note, we will roll the outro. Please, everyone, for the next couple weeks, please stay safe both in game and out of game, and I'll catch you back here on June the 7th. We'll be in June, guys. What? Anyway, this year is crazy. All right, let's roll the outro. The WoW Challengers Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.